What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. Wow. So am I done competing? It's a damn good question. And I wish I had an answer for you. But I will tell you this. I want to compete. I really do. I feel the best I've ever felt. I'm 209 to 211, depending on the day. I think I look the best I've looked in a long time ever. I don't know. That's subjective. Like, whether you like the bigger, the leaner, the more shredded. I loved how I looked back in 2009, 2010 as a middleweight. That was probably my favorite look. I really liked that look. I was around 172 pounds, shredded. I felt good. Didn't have as many wrinkles. But, you know, you evolve as a person. And not only does your look evolve, but your body evolves. Like, your skin gets thinner. Right? It gets less elastic. You get more wrinkles. Your abs might not be as tight because you have less elastic skin. So you just change, you evolve, and different people evolve differently, right? Like Dexter evolved. It took him till 50. I'm 43 and I think I look pretty damn good. And I think I've held up pretty well. And I like training for a purpose. I like getting on stage. I like the camaraderie with pros. I like everything about bodybuilding. I love the community. Do I love the drama? Like, there was something with the Two Bros Pros show where a bodybuilder was talking trash about the show and then a bunch of security guards beat him up. It's a big legal thing now. Do I like the drama with Nick Trigilli and calling out other people? I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't interest me anymore. I know this. The nicest people I've ever met have been professional bodybuilders. Jay Cutler, Flex Lewis, God rest his soul, Sean Roden. These are guys who, whenever I throw a charity event, they're there on their dime as a donation to the cause. They did it at the Rumble in the Burrow in 2021, the boxing event. Raised tens of thousands of dollars for childhood cancer. A lot of them did it before at Real Weights for Real Heroes. Seth Ferrosi. Like, these are my friends. These are the nicest people I've ever met. So I do love the bodybuilding community. And a lot of these guys don't even compete anymore. But within the competitive sphere, you got Kareth. You know, you got Keon. You got Breon. You got all these great people that I am honestly just, I love to be around. And I also like to see where I could push my body without affecting my health. And that's where this gets fun. And hopefully you guys enjoy this video and enjoy the journey. On my Instagram page, I'm posting sets of, not doing many workout videos. They cost money and it's not my thing anymore. And I don't get that many views on them. It's just not worth the time and money, to be honest with you. But, you know, workout videos get views if you're Sam Select, not if you're Mark Lobliner. And I can read numbers and I understand that I don't have that kind of reach on YouTube. And YouTube algorithm just doesn't like me like that. And I understand that and it doesn't make me mad. But I'm crushing it on X or Twitter. My Twitter videos are getting like 20 to 200,000 views for every YouTube video that gets 1,000 views. It's absolutely nuts. Rumble for me is blown up. Rumble.com/TigerFitness, X.com/MarkLobliner, or at Mark Lobliner on all platforms except for Rumble and here on YouTube. And I have my nightly show with Alan Roberts, Evening Rants, which is exclusive to Rumble and X, again on Rumble.com/TigerFitness, X, at Mark Lobliner. So, I mean, and of course, this new platform, Spreely, they gave us our own channel. We're a featured podcast. Very honored to be a part of that. It's actually it cast to your TV. It's pretty cool. But I love bodybuilding. I love documenting it. I love everything it does to me as a person. I love seeing how I could compete against actual pros. And at the New York Pro, I understand that, okay, I didn't win. In fact, many would say I got my ass handed to me. I looked like I belonged. And that's the thing, is that even my haters said, you know, yeah, you didn't look out of place. Like, it wasn't like I got on stage as a fat guy with no tan. I was in shape. I just wasn't as big. So the problem with the 212s, these guys are like 5'4". I'm 5'7¼". Measured myself multiple times to make sure. Multiple settings, multiple times throughout the day. I'm between 5'7½". 5'7¼" and 5'7½", a little over that when I first wake up. So I know where I'm at height wise. So the answer is classic physique. And shout out to my good friend, Courtney English, who's an IFBB Pro physique competitor. He's been wanting me to go to physique for the last years, since I turned pro. Like, he's the one who helped me come back, coached me for the Knox Classic, coached me for North Americans, where I placed third, almost got my pro card. And then he, and that Jose helped me with USA's, where I actually did get my pro card. New York Pro is mostly Jose. Okay. So that's my guy. Like, Courtney's my guy. And so looking at what I want to do, I don't want to put on weight. So I wear a whoop strap on my ankle. Ah, shit. Should I show it to y'all? Y'all know what a whoop strap is? So a lot of people wear it on their wrist. I wear it on my ankle because I don't want to have a watch and a whoop strap. That's just weird. And I can't put things on my right hand because that's my throwing hand. And I like throwing things. Like, I play catch with my kids all the time. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm not gonna wear that there. But anyway, long story short, so I measure all my metrics. And so after the New York Pro, I started climbing up in weight. And I got up, if I'm not mistaken, near 230. And my markers were fucked, dude. And when I say fucked, it's relative. I like to keep my heart rate below 50, my resting heart rate. My resting heart rate is 48 right now. It goes 48 to 52, but it generally stays around the 48 to 50 range, right? Like, everything's perfect. My resting heart rate, my heart rate variability is exceptionally high. It's around 90 to 110. And I post this on Twitter all the time. So, like, I want to be healthy. I also coach kids every night at Legacy at Carbon, so I do at least 1 to 2 hours. I coach about 5 to 10 hours a week. Bryce handles the rest, but I don't want to give that up. I also wrestle with my kids. I'm not very good at it, but I'm a good wrestling dummy. I'm slightly above the actual wrestling dummy. They have a 70-pound dummy they throw around, so I'm slightly better than the dummy. I'm a little bit bigger. So I don't want to give that up, and getting to that size, I just have no aerobic capacity. And I also don't, at 43 years old, I'm not going to go to the gym. Now, when I came back to competing at in 2021, so I came back in July and I got my pro card in December. In that time, I competed at I weighed in at 191 for the Knox Classic, won that show, competed at the North Americans at 196, I believe. And then I competed at Masters USA. I weighed in at 207. Weighed in at 211, but I was wearing shoes, sweats, and a hoodie because I had 225. I was a heavyweight. I had plenty of room to grow. So I was probably like 205, 206. So I'm not that big of a guy. So when I went to New York Pro, I weighed in at a solid 207. And I looked considerably smaller than all the guys who weighed 207 to 212, because I'm actually tall for 212. And I'm not doing this to throw shade or claim natty. Don't take it that way. The health risks of going on anything beyond TRT are just not worth it for me right now. They're just not. I didn't do it for New York Pro, and I don't want to do it now. And I was considering, I'm not going to lie, because I like winning and I like competing. And I'm like, if I could just add this, then I'd be here. And then it occurred to me that my money isn't made on stage, that my money is made with my brain and by sitting behind a desk for 16 hours a day, doing spreadsheets and being on conference calls. It's what I do now. Like, at the end of the day, I'm a founding partner for a large brand that is growing and growing and growing, and I'm responsible for a lot of stuff. I also have tigerfitness.com. I have MTS Nutrition Outright Bar. I have a new project that's not even close to this industry that's going to take up a lot of time. I have the coaching businesses. At the end of the day, anything that takes away from my ability to do business or my ability. Another thing is, like, I worry, and I'm just being real with y'all. I don't want to have Jordan Oakley do a video on me being a liar again, but he will, because I'm going to look amazing. I'm warning you guys, I'm gonna look really fucking good. At least I hope. If not, you guys can make fun of me like you always do. So it's just not worth taking it to that level. It's not worth to me pushing insulin. It's not worth taking Trend. It's not worth taking Halo. It's not worth all that stuff. And in another world, or if I didn't have the responsibility, and also, like, I'm at that age now, I just went to a national wrestling competition. My son, my 15 is a pretty good wrestler. Is he the best? No, don't go like, he's not ranked. It's like he's trying his ass off. So we're going to all these national competitions. I'm walking on the beach with my son the other day, and I'm giving him we had this talk, and I told him that I want you to cherish this moment right now. I want you to just absorb it in, because one day I'm not going to be here. And that's what you're going to remember. And I wish that I had the wherewithal at the time, or the presence of mind, or the maturity to understand that when my dad was coaching Little League, that's what I would remember. And I would have handled those situations differently, because the bond a father has with his sons and daughters, you can't even explain that. And my only regret in life, and I think I've said this on this channel before, is not having more kids. Because God created this beautiful gift of passing on your genes, this beautiful gift of passing on your legacy, of passing on your name, of passing on your traditions. And I don't take it lightly. And so I'm at a point in my life where I'm watching my brother. Now my nephew plays for Kansas State, Jaden Lobliner. He's usually their designated hitter. He also plays first base, and he's a backup catcher. And my brother's traveled for the last 4 months, like nonstop, going to every one of Jaden's games. And Jaden had a slump for a while, so he was sitting up. My brother's still at the game, just in case he gets in. And my brother and I had this conversation. Like, we're trying to see each other like every 3 to 4 months, because it's like, dude, like, we're in our 40s. I've lost friends in their 40s. John Meadows, Sean Roden, Cedric, all these guys. And I'm like, oh my God, Jerry Ward. I mean, goodness gracious, Jerry Ward. And I'm like, dude, I need to see my brother more. Like, slow down. This gets me really emotional. You know, it's hard to talk about this kind of stuff, because you realize when you get in your 40s, you realize that you're mortal. That you can't just throw chemicals in your body. You can't just do things, because my family will be fine financially if I pass away. But will they be fine without my leadership, without my support, without me being there? And the answer is yeah, but no. I need to be here. I want to see my daughter get married. I want to see my sons get married, if they get married. I want to see them start a career. I want to see them be happy. I want to see them prosper. I want to see all this work that went into making them who they are. I want to see that come to light. I want to see that come to fruition. And I don't want to die. And I'm not saying that all bodybuilders are going to die, but the way people are pushing it right now and everything involved, besides the point, I'm not willing to take those risks. So the answer for me is classic physique. And let me explain. I got on stage. You can argue that I was the most shredded guy at the New York Pro. I was dead last. Man, I was shredded. Genetically, I could stay shredded. I get shredded. I'm not very big. Don't have the best insertions. Don't have the best shape. My arms suck. But I get really shredded. So the beauty of classic physique is that at 5'7 and a quarter, my max weight is 197 pounds. So I'd be 196 and a half. Put in perspective, I got down to 191 from the Knox Classic. Boxing for 7 years and coaching wrestlers, I know how to drop water without using diuretics. I don't need to use that shit. It's easy to cut water. And I think my way of cutting water, using sauna and different methods like that, natural methods where you're taking out extracellular water rather than intracellular that you take out with the diuretics, I think that's an optimal way to do it. So, long story short, I think it's time. So there's a competition on June 22nd in Alabama called the Body Be Fit Classic. And it's a pro-am, which means that they just have classic physique, I believe. So it's amateur show with a pro show is involved. Now, is it as prestigious as New York Pro, as Toronto Pro? Yeah, every pro show, in my opinion, is prestigious. To step on stage with an IFBB pro card, to actually use your pro card, you're the man. Like, you're doing something. You didn't just get a pro card and walk away from it. You did it. That's the reason I had to do New York Pro. Right now, I just feel that I'm 209, right? Only got to lose. I can lose 5 pounds right now. Like, it's not that hard to drop water. every fighter watching this, everybody who wrestled in high school, everybody who boxed recreationally, everybody in here knows if you know what you're doing, it's easy. It's easy. I've never felt better. And I'll be real. When I was getting ready for New York Pro, my measurements on the whoop strap, getting that light and that lean, were actually better. My blood work is always perfect. I don't have to worry about my blood work because I don't do anything stupid. And I take all that shit. I take ambrosia nectar. I take natokinase. I take citrus bergamot. I take vitamin K to prevent calcification of the heart. I live my life like I'm walking in a giant condom of protection. And so I just feel like I owe it to myself. Guys, this show isn't for you. It's not for you. I'm sorry. I'm not doing this to prove anything to you two. I've already proved all I need to do. Getting the pro card was enough for me to say, fuck the haters. I've done something people said I couldn't do. Doing the New York Pro, and even though I lost, doing well, in my opinion, and looking like I belonged, I think that, and getting a lot of drug rumors, and that Jordan Oakley guy, he got me. He didn't get me. He just gave me an opportunity to do a good response video, get a lot of views, and make a lot of money. Thank you, Jordan. Because that thing didn't just go well here. Well, on X and everything, those are all monetized. Thank you, Jordan. I'm sure he made a ton of money shitting on me. I should probably donate to his nonprofit. But it's not for him. It's not for the haters. Because no matter what I do, I'm going to get hate. It's for me. Because I love it. Like, I really love the sport. And I want the challenge of learning to pose. If you guys haven't noticed, I am a rhythm-lacking white guy. Classic is posing with rhythm. Does that make sense? Like, being able to twist and get those beautiful curves in the body, in the human body, to show. And I've shit on classic a little bit. I still don't hold it in the same regard as bodybuilding. I just don't. Because I grew up in a time when you had one choice, bodybuilding or bodybuilding. Like, that was it. So now that we have all these new divisions, and with a pro card, I can go in any one of them. You know what? Let's see how I do. Maybe I do great. Maybe I get last place again. I don't know. I have nothing to lose because I'm not taking any risk. And honestly, it's only like a 3.5-hour drive. I'm not even going to a hotel. I'm not even going to spend money on it. And as a pro, you don't have that admission fee. You just pay for your pro card every year and you're good. I have to buy tan, so I have to buy some pro tan. But I'm just going to... Jantana, right? I think I use Jantana. But I'm just going to tan up, start Wednesday, Saturday morning, leave really early, get there for prejudge, and I'll be good to go. Or if I have to get a hotel, that's fine. I've done well enough to afford a hotel for a night. I'll be all right. But I'm driving home that night. I'm going to spend the night with my family in my bed. It's going to be great. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up on why I'm doing things. And my training has just, since I've known this for about 4 weeks, internally, I just didn't tell anybody. Still haven't told Katie. I've known this for a while. And I've just kind of been training harder. I still haven't started measuring my food at the level. I just started today, to be honest with you. I've been traveling a lot. Like, my son had a tournament in Iowa last weekend, Thomas, and he had a tournament in Virginia Beach. We just got home yesterday. It was an 11-hour drive each way. Iowa was only a 10-hour drive each way. And the only other trip I have, I could pack all my food, and that's going to see my nephew play in Kansas for his last series. It's in May. They're playing BYU. That's it. So other than business trips, which is fine. So anyway, that's where I'm at. I want to give you guys a heads up. Hopefully this video gives you some introspective in where I'm thinking. And if you see training videos and you see me going hard, you know why. Okay, I might not mention it every time. I might not do a road to pro because nobody cares. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to explain that to y'all. And that's all. So please, I said it earlier, but we have other channels, rumble.com/tigerfitness. Every night, every weeknight, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard, I have my live show with Alan Roberts. It's Evening Rants. It is a current events and political show. So if you hate current events and political stuff, please don't watch it because you might hate me. I don't want to alienate my fitness people with my political beliefs. Because at the end of the day, man, we're all American. We just have different opinions on how to make America better. Unless you're not from America. If that's the case, then watch it. You probably won't give a shit anyway. Follow me on X. Again, if you don't like political stuff, you don't like me to rant about other topics other than fitness, don't follow that. Instagram, at Mark Lobliner. All my training clips will be there. And also, I'll put some on the shorts here on YouTube. And just want to say that I appreciate everybody who's been here since the beginning. While my views on my videos, I don't know what's going on with YouTube's algorithms. They suck. Maybe my content sucks. Maybe whatever. But my views suck. So if you want to go ahead and share this, make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Get the views up. If not, I'll continue to do videos because I don't know any better. I've been doing them since 2011. I put out a video a day. I might miss a day here or there when traveling, but I do my best. But that's on YouTube. My Rumble and my Twitter are fucking killing it. And I think it's just because they skew older. You look at the average Trent Twins and Greg Doucette, their viewer is like 16 to 24 years old. My viewer is between 25 and 60. Like, YouTube just doesn't have the demographics that fit what I talk about. So anyway, I'm also going to bring back Lobliner Lowdown, youtube.com/Lobliner. If you're not subscribed to that now, we're going to put clips from our evening rants on there. Anyway, guys, thanks so much. Also want to give a huge shout out to my good friend Alan Roberts. If you don't follow him, it's the MFing, THEMFINGCOO, the MFing COO on Twitter, Instagram. He has obviously his YouTube channel, Alan Roberts. Without Alan's support throughout this last couple of years, I would not be where I'm at mentally, right? Like, and physically. Like, Alan is my best friend. And you guys who've been watching a long time, you know that Alan and I in like 2016 had a beef on YouTube, which he won. He kicked the shit out of me. He's much better at it than I am, but he's my best friend. And without him, without you, Alan, I would not be in the place I am. I would not be operating the way I am at the level I'm at. I have leveled up to Alan, and Alan is, he sets the bar so high because he's always on point. He's always thinking. He's an inspiration. Like, every day, if something happens in my life, he's the first one I text. I'll text him when Thomas wrestles. I'll text him when Preston plays football. I'll text him when Cammy has a good day at work because she's in the workforce now and she's going to college. And Alan will do the same. He's a great man, a great father, a great husband. If you're not subscribed to him on every platform, he's a very brash individual, I'll tell you that. So brash that he's even more extreme than I am. But he is the best man I've ever met, by far. Him and my brother and my business partners as well. I'm going to put them on the same level. Mike, Sean, Chad, right? Like, those are guys I would take a bullet for. And Alan, man, he's the best. He's the best. Anyway, guys, please, if you're going to support this channel, subscribing to it, sharing it's great. But shopping at tigerfitness.com is the best thing you could do. Got MTS Weigh-In Stock, MTS Nutrition Vasky, which are non-stimulant pump enhancer, which you can take with your current pre-workout or use as a standalone. It's under $20 for a 30-day supply. And then, of course, Outright Bars are there and Ambrosia. Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Mark Lobliner. That's not a game.